Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. As well as trying to identify effective treatments for cancer itself, Cochrane reviews look at interventions that might help with some of the other challenges people face when given this diagnosis, such as fatigue and depression. Giovanni Ostuzzi from the University of Verona in Italy and colleagues have looked at depression, and their review appeared in June 2015.
People suffering from cancer are often affected by clinically relevant depressive states, and it can be difficult in ordinary practice to make a clear distinction between non-pathological emotional experiences and proper depressive syndromes. These conditions involve several biological, psychological, and social factors, which differ in many ways from those observed in psychiatric settings, which means that we cannot simply take the current evidence on antidepressants and apply it directly to people with cancer. This makes it difficult to know when depressive symptoms may benefit from a pharmacological intervention. It led us to do our review on the efficacy and tolerability of antidepressants in adult patients with a primary diagnosis of cancer of any type and stage, who were suffering from formally diagnosed depressive syndromes, such as major depressive disorder, adjustment disorder, dysthymic disorder, as well as depressive symptoms in the absence of a formal diagnosis. We retrieved 9 trials with 861 randomized patients and found that antidepressants as a class weren't shown to be effective over placebo in alleviating depressive symptoms after 6 to 12 weeks. There were no statistically significant differences in the outcomes between the two groups in improvement on depression rating scales, which was the primary outcome of our review, and in the proportion of remitting patients. Similarly, overall acceptability, which we measured as dropout rates due to any cause, did not differ between antidepressants and placebo. This lack of evidence of important benefits for antidepressants, the small number of the randomized trials and their generally low quality, can hardly provide clear indications for practitioners and patients trying to decide whether and when it might be appropriate and safe to prescribe an antidepressant. And the lack of clear evidence from head-to-head trials directly comparing different types of antidepressants mean that the choice of one drug over another is still a matter of debate. Because of this and the common nature of the problem, we need large and pragmatic randomized trials comparing commonly used antidepressants against placebo. These should be conducted in individuals with cancer and depressive symptoms, including those who don't have a formal diagnosis of a depressive disorder. Until such studies are available, considering the complexity of the clinical assessment and the lack of definitive evidence on pharmacological treatments, every intervention needs to be chosen on an individual basis, through a shared decision-making process, giving due respect to the social and psychological resources and needs of patients and families.
If you would like to look more into the current evidence in Giovanni's review, or to watch out for any update should the new studies be done, you can find it in the Cochrane Library. Simply go to cochranelibrary.com and search for antidepressants and cancer.